At the Victoria Terminus in Mumbai, India, it always seems to be rush hour. Every day, some 2 million passengers pass through this train station. Coming into Mumbai is often a very intense commute. But in this country of over 1 billion people, the best way to get from point A to B is by riding the rails. In India, the railways are a legacy of British rule. Since the first steam beast rolled down its track in 1853, the Indian railway system has expanded to cover over 38,000 miles of track. Many of the trains still carry stately names, like the Himalayan Queen and Grand Trunk Express, which has traveled nearly the length of the country since 1929. Major cities tend to feed the bulk of India Railway's 4 billion passengers a year, but even rural villagers are rarely more than a day's walk from a station. With over 1.5 million people on staff, India's railways are the world's largest employer. From the Indian Railways Minister down to the key man who makes sure every inch of track is sturdy, the vast workforce keeps this sprawling system running. The railway stations are often a swirling mix of people: hawkers, porters, and the occasional performance artists vie for travelers' attention and money. But the railway is more than just a way to get around. It is a microcosm of India itself. In the three-tier berths of second class, people from all over the country, from different classes and cultural backgrounds, find a place to mix. They talk, play games, and tell stories. For travelers, no matter what their destination, the Indian railways are their own adventure.